We're rolling. This one.
Okay, today's date is July 9th at 9:35 a.m. Senior Deputy Bill Thurian with Major Crimes, Ventura County Sheriff. And I'd like to have everybody identify themselves that are on scene.
It's Jonathan Edmond.
Howard Lieberman.
Rick Schimmel, BCDSA.
Corey Nicholas.
And Senior Deputy Lopez and Major Crimes.
Okay, we're at the south curb line of in the city of Thousand Oaks. Reference an officer-involved shooting that occurred at 5:02 this morning. Corey, you've been a deputy how long in the Sheriff's Department?
5 years.
And how long have you been working in the city of Thousand Oaks?
I started on patrol training in December of 2010.
Okay, and what car were you working assigned to?
Last night I was on this last shift, I was assigned to 9 out of 21. I'm a rover car, so
okay,
go where they need me.
On this shift, what time did you start?
I started at 1800, so 6 o'clock p.m. on July 8th.
Which would be Friday?
Correct.
And prior to shift, what did you do?
I got up around 10, 11 o'clock in the morning, went to the gym, did some laundry, and I came to work at 6.
And what did you do at the start of your shift?
Start of my shift, I went to briefing, I had a ride-along up until about midnight. I got my car ready for shift, I did my unit inspection, I got everything ready, and once we were done, I drove around the city, answered calls, made stops.
Do you remember the calls that you went to during the shift?
I only went to a party call, I went to a suspicious vehicle, I backed up some people on some of their calls, I did UI investigation, I wrote a couple of tickets, and that's about it.
Okay, somewhere in the neighborhood of 4:45, can you bring me back to that time this morning?
Just start from there and just keep going, or?
Yes.
4:30, 4:45, I was with Deputy Bo. We were at 7-Eleven drinking coffee. The shift was almost over and we were sitting there. And around the time we were both talking, 7-Eleven was a notorious dead zone. See, it's hard to hear radio traffic, so it's inside. And where we were outside, I guess it was too, but we heard our call signs go out, and I have my voice. And we both looked at each other and go, that was us. And we both jumped in our cars, and we were reading the CAD display on the computer. And on the computer, I saw, suspects disturbing some sort of verbal at a house. I saw code 3. I saw the neighborhood, and I was still hearing just jumble on the radio, so I was reading the CAD displays where we were going. So I turned up onto Wilbur, and we both hit our lights and sirens, and I went first up. I went code up Moore Park Road, and as we were going, I heard a progressing saying there was, and I don't remember exactly where I heard it, but I remember reading that it said there was a gun in the garage, and we were saying there was a gun in the garage or something like that, but there was a gun in the garage. I thought I remembered hearing them say that they had a gun at the time, but I don't know. But I remember them saying there was a gun. So we came up the road, and then I heard, and I didn't know what it was. I heard there was a verbal, and they were fighting in the front yard. So I was assuming it was two guys or whatnot, a couple of people fighting in the front yard. And then we come down, come up, and I made a wrong turn. I had to stop and back up and turn around, so Bo got in front of me. We were right behind each other. And I followed Bo down the street, and we stayed lights and sirens up here. He came up the street, we both came up the street, and as we were coming, I want to say down the I heard him say over the radio again that you can hear deputies, or knew we were coming, and the guy was threatening to shoot deputies when they arrived.
That was over radio?
Over the radio.
Okay.
I saw stuff periodically popping up on the CAD, but we were a mile and a half away, maybe.
Okay.
So, when we got here, I followed Bo up, and it was on the radio. I remember hearing that he said he was going to shoot deputies, and I tried to ask him over the phone, hey, do you want to grab the AR just in case? But he had, when I was getting that out, he had stopped, and I saw him get out, draw his gun.
Okay, let's stop right there. As you're rolling up, what was your frame of mind on this call?
At first, I was assuming it was some sort of, it was some sort of fight between two guys, brothers or friends, girlfriends or something, I didn't know. And it made me nervous when he said they're going to shoot deputies. So I said, hey, you need to grab the AR or the long gun from far away, just in case, because I don't know what to expect. It's 5 o'clock in the morning. I have no idea what's going on with this right now.
Okay.
And I was more nervous and heightened than normal, especially when the guy's shouting that he's going to... They're saying he has a gun, shouting he has a gun on the radio. I saw it in the dispo, and that he's threatening to shoot deputies. I don't want to be shot, so I was definitely a little nervous, more so than on the car.
And as you're rolling up, and you see Deputy Bo turn on, what was your frame of mind then? How far was Bo in front of your unit?
Bo was, when he turned on, he was probably 3 car lengths, 4 car lengths at the most. And I was kind of following him, and where I'm starting to look at the house. And I see him stop in the street, and then I can see people in the street ahead. So that's, I roll up behind him, maybe a half a car length behind him.
Okay.
And I stop behind him, and I see him immediately get out and draw his gun, and duck behind the door. And I see the other guy pointing a gun, and I think, oh crap, this guy's got a gun. What's he doing standing there? I'm not going to sit behind him, just be a sitting duck. So I threw it in reverse, and I backed up to the corner, kind of behind that white truck, or that's the white truck, the blue truck. And then after I put out on the radio, hey, the guy has a gun. I don't remember what I said, but I know I said, I don't know if I said station one or whatnot, but hey, the guy's got a gun.
What were you thinking then?
I was thinking I need to get my gun and get the bow, because this guy was pointing a gun at him, and I was scared for him, I was scared for me, and I couldn't hear him yelling at the time from back there, so I was even more scared. I didn't know what was going on. And I wanted to get up to him and make sure he was okay.
Okay.
So.
You exit your unit, and what do you do?
I exit my unit. I threw it apart. I popped the trunk. I was putting out my radio dispo, and then I ran to the back. There was some, I don't know where the guy went, but there was a guy in a truck watching me as I was unzipping my AR and pulling out. I quickly shoot at him to get away, and he took off as soon as I brought the gun out of the trunk. But I slung the gun over my shoulder. I turned the light on, I turned the light on first, I wrapped around real quick, and I turned the optics on, and I started running up the street as well.
When you say you turn the light on what?
On my AR, there's a foregrip, and there's a switch on the bottom. You turn it somewhere or the other, and it turns it on so you can use the pressure trigger on the side of the foregrip to turn the light on and off.
Okay.
So that's like the switch, it's a pressure switch on there.
So you're back here at
I'm back at the corner of behind my unit, behind the truck, this blue truck just across the street from me.
And then what did you do?
I grabbed that, I made sure my radio's on, and I ran up the street.
Okay, while we start walking up.
I ran up the sidewalk on the other side. I ran up to Bo, and I could see Bo. As I'm running up the street, I can see Bo. I don't even remember what I was yelling, but I can see the guy, and I can see Bo on the back of the car, kind of going back and forth, chasing around the back of the trunk, and he's yelling at him. When I got to about the driveway of this house over here, I don't know what the address is.
Can we back up? As you're going up the sidewalk, where do you see the suspect with the handgun?
When I was going up the sidewalk, when I came up, I'm trying to remember. I know I saw him up towards the front door area, and you can't see him from where we're at now.
Okay.
Because I did lose sight of him while I was keeping my stuff on the truck.
Okay. Why don't we walk up that way?
Okay.
Now,
when I came out up the sidewalk, right about this street, I saw him. That's when I kind of stepped out in the street, and I don't know what I did. I did exact close to the truck, the bed of this truck here. And I could see the subject, and there was a girl that was probably 10 feet behind him off, kind of more towards the driveway, 15 feet. And I could see him walking up with a handgun, walking like this.
What were you thinking then?
Oh crap, he's got a gun. So, what now? What's he going to do now? When I got to about the driveway, I lit him up with my light on my gun, which is just
turned right, and that's when he started walking back towards us. I don't remember what he was saying or Bo was saying at that point. Then he started coming back towards us from the grass, and he walked across the grass towards the street, and I started yelling, "Sheriff's Department, drop the gun, drop the gun." And he's yelling, "No, I'm going to shoot you, I'm going to shoot you. You shoot me, I'm going to shoot you." And I can hear Bo yelling, "Drop the gun, put the gun down," he's not arguing.
Where was Bo at that time?
He was doing this back and forth thing behind the trunk and by the driver's door, and I lost sight of him because I ducked behind the... When he started raising the gun up, he stepped out in the street and he was kind of swinging the gun. When he stepped out in the street, he started pointing it towards the driver's door of the car. I didn't know where Bo was. I thought he was still behind the trunk, behind the rear passenger side of the trunk, but he kept moving around back and forth, switching positions. And I started pacing around the tree on the sidewalk.
Okay, why don't we come off there?
I saw you had a gun. I knew you had a gun. I could see it definitely from over here. And I was nervous and scared because I'm like, I'm going to get shot. Bo's going to get shot. Why hasn't Bo shot yet? The guy was already pointing at him. You know, I don't know. I don't know what he was thinking. I don't know what was going through his head or what he saw, but I saw him pointing the gun and we're yelling at him. So I'm kind of crouching behind here, going back between the mailbox, the bed of the truck, and the tree. And I know I peeked out once or twice and he was still yelling, but I could hear him yelling and drop the gun. And I peeked out once or twice like this, and I had him lit up and I kept him lit up. And I came out like this once, and I lit him up with the gun, and I could see him pointing for the
driver's door. Were you standing right here, or were you closer to the truck?
I was somewhere between, I was probably closer to the truck over here, kind of half crouched, pointing the gun at him. And I had the light on, and I dropped the light, and I came back, and I'm yelling, "Bo, what are you doing? What do you got my, what are you going to do, Bo? What are you going to do? What do you want me to do? I have the rifle. I got a shot. What do you want me to do?" And he's still pointing, he's yelling at us, and he's pointing the gun. And I came back here, and I still don't know where Bo was. I thought he was at the passenger side. But I don't remember seeing him. I was focused on watching him. And, I'm waiting for him to shoot me, because we're still the thing. I was hoping he'd drop the gun, because I hear Bo yelling, "Drop the gun, drop the gun." Thinking, "All right, guy, drop the gun, drop the gun, drop the gun." And we were still yelling, and then I come back, and I'm watching him. I got him lit up, and show the light, he turns the gun towards me, and that's my fire.
Okay.
I fired two shots, and I lowered it, but I still stayed at, a low ready, and I walked. I saw Bo run up towards him, but I remember seeing Bo grab his radio and yell, "Shots fired," on the radio, and then we both ran up. The guy fell to the ground. We both ran up to him. I still kept the gun out because I didn't know who was inside. I thought there was more people involved, so I was waiting for more people to come out. So I kind of covered Bo, and then he was on the ground. The gun was at his right side, and Bo kicked it away. And then I helped Bo flip him over, and I held one of the guy's arms while Bo handcuffed him, and we flipped him back over. And I was trying to feel for a pulse. I saw the recycler come run out and take the gun away. I don't know what he did with it, but he came up, and then I saw De La Rosa coming up. And I checked the pulse. I thought he didn't have a pulse, but then we were, we were yelling at him, and he started breathing and gurgling and making sounds. I don't remember what he said. But
what were you thinking at that time, of course?
I was wondering if anyone else was hurt, if Bo was in that, or if there was more people coming out of the house, if there was anyone else. I didn't know if there was more people involved, because they had originally said there was people fighting, so I didn't know when it was. And then I was also worried about making sure we rented first aid for him, and then I heard Bo yell, or Bo say on the radio, send, I think it was Bo anyway, fire and ambulance up there to come in, because I heard dispatch ask for him. And we were monitoring him, making sure he was still breathing. I wanted to make sure I did my part for him as well. And fire and ambulance came and took over and they drug me.
At any time, did you make any contact with the occupants of the house?
I didn't. I won't say where the cycle ran up. When I fired the two shots, I heard the lady that was out here, I don't know what part hers was at the time, she yelled no and then ran up to the house. I don't remember. I don't remember where she was. I know she was far off to the right-hand side, over by the driveway, somewhere closer to the house, but she was farther off. I think she was closer to the house. I don't know. I don't remember where she was. I know she was, around the driveway area,
so
where I fired.
initially when you started coming up, Corey, where was the woman and the guy with the gun at? Where did you see
them? When I came running up, when I first saw him, after I'd already seen him and backed up, when I came up with the rifle, he was over near in front of the front door, kind of, but on the grass area.
Okay.
And I saw him walking with the gun, and I could see the gun silhouette in and out. I'm assuming it was the unit spotlight on the driver's side, that or the headlights or the flashers, I don't know what it was, but whatever it was illuminating the gun. And when I lit him up, I could see it like this as he was walking up. And
you're indicating with your right hand.
Yeah, he had a gun in his right hand, and he was swinging his arm up, and I could see the silhouette of a black gun.
Okay, and it was pointed directly towards you guys?
Not when I first came up with the rifle, no, but then he started walking back and swinging the gun towards us.
When you say walking back, mean walking towards you guys?
He walked towards the police car. I don't know if he saw me. I don't know what he saw, but we were both yelling at the sheriff's department, dropped the gun.
So he's coming from the front door area and coming at an angle towards you.
Yeah, and then he stopped right about where that public post is.
And where was the female at the time?
The female was over in the area of the mailbox, the driveway, edge of the grass, somewhere over there.
Was she saying anything?
I don't remember hearing her yelling. I just remember hearing her yell no. So
she was outside when this happened?
I believe so, yeah. Pretty sure she was up there because I remember seeing her off to the side. But I wasn't paying attention as much to her. I was focused on him.
Correct.
Because she had the gun. I was worried. I was waiting any time to get shot. And I was worried I was going to get shot and Bo was going to get shot.
So during this time, you see the suspect with the handgun near the front door. He's starting to advance on you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, is it a quick walk? Was he just strolling?
Yeah, he was taking my quick strides. He was walking pretty fast.
He was walking quickly towards you.
He was walking quickly, and I was crouched behind the mailbox of a tree. I was going back and forth between there, trying to stay out of cover. And even then, I don't have that much cover. But I thought Bo was still at the driver's side somewhere.
And during this time, did he have his right arm up, elevated, and the handgun pointed towards you?
When he started yelling for him to drop the gun again, he raised it up with his right arm elevated. He had the gun pointed down and aimed at the patrol car towards the driver's side, and that's where I thought Bo was at the time. That's why I started yelling to Bo. I didn't know if he was at the driver's side, if he was at the trunk, if he was going back and forth from the last time I saw him. He was going back and forth, and he kept crossing down. I thought Bo was, either at the driver's side or right at the back of the trunk there where the gun was. And I could hear him yelling at him, dropping, and he kept saying, no, I'm going to shoot you. You got to shoot me, or something to that effect.
What were you thinking at that time when he was saying, I'm going to shoot you?
I was thinking one of us was going to get shot. I was waiting at any moment for him. That's why I kept hiding behind the tree and the thing, and I kept calling the boat to see where he was. I was waiting for him to shoot. I'm like, crap, this guy's going to shoot us. And I thought, if he points a gun at me, I'm going to shoot him. And that's when he turned the gun towards me, and that's when I fired.
Jose?
Where were you parked when you first showed up? I was really confused on that.
When I first showed up on scene.
Because mm-hmm. Obviously your car's not here,
yeah.
Right?
He put his 1097 on
scene. So that is.
I was directly behind his car, and that's when I saw Bo jump out of the car with the gun, draw his gun, and the guy pointing his gun at him. I was half a car length behind Bo, and that's when I put it in reverse and reversed down to the corner of
the
button behind the truck park down there, and I kind of pulled it against the curb out of his way so I didn't get it. And I thought,
So when you first came on scene, you saw this suspect holding again?
Yes.
Okay. When after everything calmed down and obviously ambulance showed up, what happened after that? Did you talk to supervisor? Did you stay on the scene? What happened?
When the ambulance showed up, right around the time, one of the other deputies, Deputy Manning, took me off the side and said, stand here, be quiet. Are you alright? Don't tell me. And we just sit there and waited.
Okay, and your rifle?
The sergeant came up. I kept my rifle with me the whole time. I just put it on safety. When I was standing back here at the back of the truck, right around the time they said that they were going to have me go back to station so I could go to the bathroom and sit, all I did was turn the light switch off.
and I turned the optics off and just hold down the two buttons and turn it off. And that's all I did with the rifle. I left everything else alone.
Is it possible, and was there any sirens still rolling? Were all the sirens off on the cars? Do you remember that?
I think the sirens were off on those. I know mine was off. My sirens were off.
Do you recall any of the deputies or yourself giving the female any commands? Do you remember hearing any?
I don't remember hearing that.
Is it possible that the female that you saw could have been already in the house? And you remember what she was wearing by any chance?
I thought she was wearing pink and blue, okay. But honestly, she looked like she was blonde-haired and like a pink shirt and blue shorts or something like that, but I don't.
So my question, Corey, is it possible that she could have been in the house when you were shooting?
Or, I don't think she was, because I remember hearing her yell no, and like I said, I was more focused on him, but
that's fine.
He was over here, there was nobody behind him or within my immediate sight behind him.
That's fine.
And she was somewhere off to the right or the west side of where he was.
And when you went back to the station, did you go with someone or did you...
Did I what?
How did you get to the station?
He drove me.
Okay.
I want to touch a little bit about the scene here, Corey. When you rolled up on the scene, you said you rolled code 3. What does that mean?
Lights and sirens. We have the flashers, the rotators, the solid front, red, blue lights.
Okay. When Deputy Bo rolled up, and while you guys were giving the commands, was his overhead lights still on?
Yeah, Bo's overhead lights were on, and I think even his flashers were still on. The wigwag. I know the red and blues were on, the solid red and blues. The rear wigwag or the rear yellow and ambers or blue and ambers were on. And I think I'm pretty sure the flashers were on it still. And I think I left mine on as well.
Okay, as you rolled up on the street, describe what you could see, not the suspect, but just the street in general.
Street, I saw the cars on the street. It was dark. It was still dark outside. And I saw the front of the house lit up from, like I said, I don't know if it was the overheads, if it was a spotlight, but the front of the house was lit up. Everything else behind his car, other than the flashing of the lights, was dark. Everything was dark surrounding everything except for the front of the house. I want to say it was lit up by the flashers.
Okay. Have you ever been on this street before, on Dorchester?
I have, just in passing, driving through, exploring the neighborhoods. I believe I don't think I've been on it too many times.
Have you been on any calls for service on this street?
That I remember, no, not at all.
Now, were any of the, could you remember any of the houses had porch lights on or anything like that?
I believe this one did. The suspect's house. Actually, I'm pretty sure it did. I don't remember if this house, I think the houses behind me were dark. The house across the street was dark for the most part. There wasn't a whole lot of light. And, you know, there's a street light that didn't get a street light.
Have you ever encountered the suspect before?
I don't think so. I don't even know his name. I don't remember ever being at this house. Especially not recently. Recently I would know, and the suspect, I don't even look familiar to me, just whatever else.
As you fired your two rounds, what were you thinking? What was your state of mind?
My state of mind was he was going to shoot me, and I need to get my rounds off before he shot me. When he turned the gun for me, I was waiting for I was expecting to hear the sound of gunfire at me, and I shot him before he shot me or shot Bo.
Your training, only with that, and what type of rifle is it?
Stag Arms 2T.
Okay. And you
took the post certified AR-15 class with it. It was at least 48 hours. Or, wait, no, it was 24 hours. I qualified with it every bi-monthly, since I've had it since 2008. Qualify with it bi-monthly. I've shot with it on my own time off duty.
Okay. And earlier you said you deployed it because you thought there was going to be an officer involved shooting here, and you thought you're going to need it. So that's why you deployed it.
Yeah, I deployed it because I thought I might need it. I didn't want to be without
so I didn't want to be with just my handgun and nothing else. If I had the option to have something else, I'd rather have it not needed than needed not have it.
Were you attired as you are now, with the exception of the sunglasses?
The exception of the sunglasses and my cell phone, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
I'm wearing this.
What are you wearing?
I'm wearing a long sleeve tan sheriff's shirt, or uniform shirt with patches, the sheriff's patches on both sides. I have my badge on my left chest. I have my uniform belt with my duty gun, my taser, my magazines, handcuffs. I had a flashlight in my right, or my left sap pocket. My utility knife in my right sap pocket, boots.
And just to confirm, you did not fire from the firearm, the rifle?
Fired from the rifle only. I never drew my sidearm at all. Okay. When I exited the car, I went to the trunk, grabbed the rifle, and the rifle never left my hands, and I never, from the time I got up to where I could shoot a suspect, I never even dropped the rifle towards the ground until after I fired the shots.
And according to you, there was numerous commands toward the suspect?
Correct.
From you or from who else?
From both me and Deputy Moe.
Okay, and there were what type of commands again?
We were yelling at him. I know I yelled Sheriff's Department. Bo yelled, drop the gun, drop the gun, drop the gun, put the gun down. He was yelling stuff to that effect. And drop the gun, put the gun down, shut it down. And I was yelling the same thing. Sheriff's Department, put the gun down, drop the weapon, drop the gun.
And obviously we have marked units here with lights on, so there was no mistaking that.
Correct.
There's police here.
Okay. We shut the sirens off at the bottom of the street. He put his N97, and he got out, and that's what he saw the gun. If I remember correctly, even on the radio, they said that he whoever told the dispatcher that they're coming for him, he's going to shoot deputies when they get here.
When you guys rendered assistance to him, did he make any statements?
No, he didn't say anything. He made noise. Tell he was breathing and he was kind of trying to talk, I guess. He didn't say anything to me or Deputy Bo. We made sure he had a pulse and he was breathing, and he did, and the fire department and the AMR came and took over.
You don't carry a tape recorder, right?
I have one, but I don't.
It wasn't activated?
It wasn't activated, no.
Okay.
That's it. We're going to conclude our interview with Deputy Corey Nicholas. The time is 10:03.
I want to confirm with you guys and see if they have any questions.